He sounds like perfect conditions for their feature day, Warren, as we bring you back in and get stuck into their form here. And we've got some small fields. Hopefully you've found a few winners for us. Race number one here is a 2,000-metre maiden for the three-year-olds and older. 1 and 5 come out. Small field here, just 4 runners. Number 3, Medicine Ball, heads the market. Our man, John McNeil, on board. $2.25. Number 2, Anala Max, $3.30. 6, Danubian, $4.40. 4, Paint the Stars at 5.
Yeah, I can't have Medicine Ball short in the market and favourite ahead of Anala Max. They come through the same race, and Medicine Ball did do some work on the speed, gets the blinkers off here. I thought Anala Max was good, and I'm going to go with Anala Max ahead of Paint the Stars, who I think comes through a stronger maiden behind For Pete's Sake at Sandown. Well beaten there, but I think up in distance here, or back up in distance, can suit. Did drop back in distance last start. I think it's a modest race, and that form through a stronger maiden could be to the fore. Medicine Ball's obviously in the mix in a small field, just think tight enough in the market, and by default, Danubian's next best for me. 2, 4, 3, 6.
2, 4, 3, and 6 in the opener. Race 2, another maiden for the 3-year-olds and older. 1,100, another small field here. Take out numbers 2, 5, and 7. Heading the market at odds on number 6, Elusive Melody, $1.90. Mickey D riding for Henry Dwyer. 4, Del Vecchio, $2.80. 3, Aurora Charm at $6. 1, Dan Barner at $7.50. The Ruffy number 8, Chandel, $34.
Elusive Melody comes through a really fast race at Moonee Valley last start. Interesting, they put the blinkers on. I love the trial of Del Vecchio. I'm keen enough on Del Vecchio here. Trial at Cranbourne behind Starfall, who ran so well at Pakenham yesterday. I think Del Vecchio's ready to go to the races and run well. And, I can back him at that price ahead of the odds-on favourite, Elusive Melody. Dan Banner did a bit of work, got right off the track at Kilmore last start. That's not the spot to be there. You lose ground around the turn into the home straight, and Aurora might be next best first up for the Weir Stable with the blinkers off. Keen enough on 4 ahead of 6, 1, and 3.
4, 6, 1, 3. Race number 3, another maiden for the 3-year-olds and older. 1,400 metres here. Take out numbers 7 and 12. Bigger field. 1, Creative Harmony. Another one for John McNeil. $3.20 for Pete Galagotis. Number 8, Marsoom, $6. 9, Scherzer, same quote. 11, Milex, $7.50. 10, Wentworth, $8.50. $10 for 2, Homados, 3, Roco, and number 4, Say Goodnight.
I thought Creative Harmony's trialled up well to have its first run for the Galagotis camp, and our man Jai McNeil on with us this morning saying that he had trialled up nicely and he's been available to trial him on those occasions. I'm going to go with him, number 1, Creative Harmony, ahead of 9, Scherzer, who was good chasing last start. 11, Nilex is consistent and honest, and I put Marsoom, who's jumped out okay for the Hayes and Dabernick Stable to make the debut in as next best. Even race, and even though they're small fields, a number of these later races are quite even. I put them in 1, 9, 11, and 8.
1, 9, 11, and 8. We go to race number 4 at Werribee today, a class 1 over 1,400 metres. No scratchings. 1, Silver Hawk, the favourite here at $1.55. Jake Noonan rides for Mick Price. 3, RD at $4.60. Also 5, Run Pan Run at that same quote, number 2, Swanky Cat at 8.
Gee, I've tipped Silverhawk and made him one of the better bets of the day, but I hadn't seen a market before this morning. I couldn't back him at that price. He's trialled up nicely, given a solid hit out in a trial, and I like the fact that he's kicking off this campaign at 1,400 metres rather than shorter trips. So I'm with him, Silverhawk, but I'd be surprised if he doesn't drift a little bit. That's a pretty tight quote. 5, Run Pam Run's going well, and he's building to another victory. 3, RD, whose form intertwines with Run Pam Run. Run Pam Run's had another run subsequently, and maybe 2, Swanky Cat, who's up in grade from that maiden victory last start, next best. I think 1's the most likely winner, but a bit tight to back for me. 1, 5, 3, 2.
1, 5, 3, 2. Take out number 8 in race number 5, a Fillies and Mares benchmark 64 over 1,400. Number 1 is your favourite, Miss Adequate at $2.90. Craig Williams riding for Danny O'Brien. The stable going very nicely. 4, Crimson Tears at 4. 3, Spice at $4.40. Number 6, Kadabra, $5.70. 7, Majestic Halo at 8.
It's an even race. I think Miss Adequate's got a terrific chance, but I'm surprised she's that tight in the market. Recent trial at Cranbourne was solid enough and had time to build fitness from then, and she's got a good first up record. I'm going to go with 1, Miss Adequate, ahead of 4, Crimson Tears, who won well, got out, was really strong to the line, breaking that maiden last start. Obviously rises in grade here to benchmark 64 level. Spice is going well, deep into the preparation for the Weir Stable, but that's generally not a problem. And Six Cadabra's been trialling okay to resume here and can run well fresh. 1-4-3-6.
1-4-3-6 in the opening leg of the Quaddie, race number 5. Race 6 is the feature, the Tab at Werribee Cup over 2,000 metres. Scratching is number 10, Hipparchus, and our favourite is odds on. Number 8, Mahamadeus, $1.85. Absolutely waltzed in last time. Luke Curry rides for Nick Ryan. One another Coldy at $5.50. One of several runners for Darren Weir. 5, Andrea Mantegna, $9.50. One of the stablemates. 9, Social Element, $9.50. 4, Radipola, $10.
Again, I'm with Mahamadeus from that victory at Traralgon last week. He's backing up and he won well there. The Ballarat Cup form wasn't really to the fore yesterday at Pakenham, but not saying it couldn't be the obvious danger to Mahamadeus, because that's where the majority of the dangers come through. I'm going with Mahamadeus, but again, I think he's tight enough in the market. Another Coldy back in distance, I think, suits from Ballarat. Master Zephyr was solid through the line there, and Tradesman was disappointing at Ballarat. Maybe firmer grounds in his favour. 8-1-6-2.
8-1-6-2 in the cup. Race number 7 is a benchmark 64 over 1,600. A few scratchings here. 4, 6, and 8. Small field, just 5 runners to go around. 2, the regiment favourite, $2.40. Luke Curry for Johnny Maloney. 1, Ayers Rock, $3.40. 7, Diplomac Jack at $3.90. And number 3, Prada Toir at $4.40.
It's not a big price because the scratchings have changed the market to some extent, particularly Socomo coming out later in the betting with Raw Volley and Here Goes Lenny running on Friday. But I think there's still a bit of value about Diplomac Jack. I thought he was good last start, and small field, he won't be standing them up too much of a start. Ayers Rock's going well. He looks to be progressing well into a first up run, and he hasn't run in 64 grade a lot in recent times. The regiment's consistent and honest. He just doesn't win often. He's in the mix, but I couldn't back him at that price, and Prada Toir probably balances up off the speed, looking for one crack at from that inside draw. 7-1-2-3.
7-1-2-3. And then penultimate and the last, a benchmark 70 race, 8, 1,100 metres they run. Pull out numbers 1, 2, 5, 7, 12 and 13. 6, Rod and Todd the favourite at $2.40. Harry Coffey for Dan Bowman at 4. Makahu Boy 5. Also at 5 is number 8, Lucchetti. 3, Incomparable at $6. And number 10, Distance Guide 9. $9.50 about the 9, Siege Warfare.
Another even race. Gee, I like the way Lorchetti's trialled up for Peter Healy to resume here. I'm going to go with Lorchetti, who really didn't fire last preparation, but gee, I like particularly the most recent trial. 8, head of 4, Makahu Boy. Interesting first run for Enver Yusufovic, and an 8-year-old changing stables, but looks to have also trialled up nicely. 3, Incomparable, is going well. Inside draw from the Lloyd Kennerwell stable, and jump out to keep Incomparable up to the mark since the most recent run. And Rod and Todd certainly in the mix. They're the 4 I'm working around, but I don't have a lot between them. And again, I think Rod and Todd, who can certainly win, is just a little bit tight in the market. 8-4-3-6.
8-4-3-6 and last. On Cup Day, what's your best value quarter in play of the day, Warren?
Going to go with Del Vecchio at a backable price. Race 2, number 4, as my best. And Diplomac Jack, who's trimmed up this morning, but I've got him as my value. Race 7, number 7, also a bit of value about race 8, number 8, Lorchetti. For the quaddie, first leg 1, 3, 4, and 6. Second leg 1, 2, 6, and 8. Third leg numbers 1, 2, and 7. And home with numbers 3, 4, 5, and 6. Just going to play a running double through races 2 and 3 and hopefully get a little bit of a split and get a value out of that. So $4 for a dollar unit on the running double with numbers 4 and 6 into numbers 1 and 9.
Good luck, Warren. Thanks for your preview there.
Thanks, Trent.